This week's parasha, Avraham Avinu goes out, he misspells Vayan Chesedoyim, something which is completely against his nature, someone who fought his whole life for emes and the right things in life to stand up people who are completely Rishayim, and he attempts to go out to do what he can to find any schos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should save the city of Sedoyim. And the process of Tfilo, Avraham Avinu goes ahead and he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I started asking you and I'm going to keep on keeping asking and asking until hopefully achieve what I would like to achieve. But I'm fully cognizant of the fact that I stand here with no excuse and I can't do anything to achieve it without your help, because I'm nothing more than dirt and ashes, really nothing, something very insignificant. And I'm asking you only because you're Rachmanis to go ahead and to try to find a excuse to help save Sedaim. Because I'll tell us that in the excuse of these words, that Avraham Avinu says, that he looked at himself and he says, I'm nothing more significant than dirt and ashes. He was zeich in return that his children would be granted two mitzvahs. What's two mitzvahs? We have one mitzvah with Ofer and one mitzvah with Efer. Efer refers to Parah Aduma. It's burned down to ash. When we tire somebody, becomes Tamei Tameis. We take the Efer when we tire them. And Ofer refers to Ofer of Saitov. There's a woman who was in Siachin, and according to the protocol, we would cast aspersion on her ability to stay married. So in those cases, in order to mivah, she has to drink water, Mei Saitov, which has dirt inside it. So Avraham Avinu got these two mitzvahs, the chos, he said, no, he offered for Efer. Now it's rather puzzling. Randis, okay, we got it. This mitzvah's dirt, that mitzvah's ashes. He said dirt, he said ashes, so it links up, neither connected neither. But it sounds very superficial. What exactly is the connection? Why would that, what do these two things have any more intrinsic value that he should be to these two mitzvahs? And what was the galus anyways of this mashal of Rambam who says, on that is significant, what's offer, what's afer? So basically he says something very insightful. He says there's a fundamental difference between offer and afer. Both we look at as being something pretty much insignificant, it's nothing much. So there's a basic difference. He says, offer, you look at it, it's nothing. It never was anything since it was created, it's a piece of dirt. You go ahead, you take offer, you can build something big. Using dirt, you can use that as a building block to make all sorts of things. He says, the future of dirt could be something, but so far it hasn't been made into anything yet. His afer is quite the opposite. Ash is something that once was a structure, once something beautiful. You torch it, it's over. It gets incinerated, it's left with nothing. Avraham Avinu said, every person who stands in Davin Hashem comes sometimes with different rationale. He says, I have a past, in the past I did mitzvahs, you should answer me in the schus of what I did. Other people come and say, look, so far I haven't done anything, but tomorrow I have big plans, I have big ambitions, so I'm going to be the biggest tzaddik that can help me out because I'm going to be amazing. Avraham Avinu says, look, I don't have a past, I don't have a future, on both counts, I don't have much to offer. Only your Rachmanis alone can go ahead and help me, but I'm missing both elements, the past and the future. Which two mitzvahs did he get? So both Parah Aduma and Saita both refer to a process where something has to be fixed up. But again, there's a basic difference. When someone's Tamei Meis, there's no undoing what happened. The person became Tamei. The status of the past is history. It happened. What can one do? One can rectify the situation going forward. He can enable himself to take a step up to the Tahara, going ahead to a brighter future. The future is the future of taking the ashes. The ashes, which were only a past and nothing else, no future ahead. Hashem says, I'll give you a future. I'll give you a process which you can use with ashes to go ahead and achieve a future. The offer of Saita is quite the opposite. The future is not really the question. The question is exactly what happened that time when she was Nistra with another man and she created these doubts about her marriage. What happened in that incident? And the offer has the potential to go back into the past. The offer, which Avraham Avinu says, I'm similar to the offer which has no past. Hashem says, I'll give you a time to go back to your past and clarify that. So these two mitzvahs are directly linked to Avraham Avinu's humility, both in the past and in the future. And that's just carry on the bonus.